Ryan Gorman here with Dana McKay and James Berlander. And now let's go back to the hotline. Joining us, we have News Radio WFLA aviation and market expert Jay Ratliff. You can find him online at daytradefund.com. That's daytradefund.com. Jay, lots to discuss this morning. First of all, yesterday, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. That was what was expected. But as always, the interesting part with something like that is what the chairman actually has to say about what could come next. So what stood out to you about Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments?
Well, I think there are a few surprises. I mean, because you're getting the same questions. I mean, this guy appears in front of a microphone every 6 to 8 weeks, and Ryan, he gets the same questions.
Yeah.
You know, how much longer are we going to have interest rate hikes? When can we start to expect an interest rate cut? People are so obsessed with that. And, you know, are we headed for a recession or not? And, you know, yesterday, those same round of questions and comments were being addressed. And, you know, Jerome Powell indicated that, you know, right now a recession, and you and I have talked about it, and you pointed out many times that the recession is no longer the primary concern, it would appear, for economists, because right now the soft landing, or, you know, not having any abrupt change in direction, right now things are going well, and a recession is not as something that is imminent as we thought maybe it was going to be at the beginning part of the year. And that's certainly good news. And I think it goes to show that the Fed is doing the right thing. And of course, right now they're nowhere near the inflation rate down to the 2% target, but we're moving in that direction. And I guess one of the frustrations is, you know, we're not getting there fast enough. And until we do, the Fed's going to continue to stick with their predetermined plan of attack.
It feels like we're getting to a point now where interest rates are reaching a level that I think some of those unintended consequences could start to pop up soon, especially if we continue to increase them moving forward. I wonder if this is going to be the last rate increase for a quick minute as they kind of get a sense as to where the economy's at without trying to, you know, you could move too slow on inflation, and that could be a big problem for the economy. But you could also jack those rates up at this point, and you could create a whole other problem that way, too.
And what a position to be in to try to, you know,
thread that needle.
The proper time to do it. I always liken the three kids jumping rope. Two are swinging and one's rocking back and forth trying to decide, you know, what to do when as far as jumping in. And it's the same thing here. And I really think that we could see another pause, but I think Jerome Powell made it clear that, you know, he's not ruled out the possibility of another rate increase between now and the end of the year. He did say with a definitive tone that he's not even looking at anything as far as an interest rate cut this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, maybe next year, but, you know, for the people who have been calling for it since the beginning of the year, it's not really there. And it bothers me a lot that we're seeing so many people asking about interest rate cuts, because the kind of the going thought right now is that, oh, it's going to happen. We're going to go back to the era of really, really, really low interest rates. And that's causing a lot of people right now to go out and buy homes that they can't afford, knowing in their mind that they'll be able to refinance next year, year after, when interest rates return to really, really low levels. Well, I'm sorry, there's no guarantee at all that any of that is going to happen. And trying to place your financial future at risk by pulling that kind of move, and a lot of it being fueled by hearing people constantly talking about interest rate cuts coming in the future, that may not be the case. I mean, look at history. You've gone for, you know, times of a decade plus where we've had some incredibly high interest rates, and these aren't even high when you look at things from a historical perspective.
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, the market reaction to all of this. This was kind of baked in, this interest rate hike. It was very much expected. But right now, when you look at the markets, I mean, you've got the S&P 500. I mean, they're closing in on some of those record highs. So the markets continue to perform really well this year.
Oh, yeah. In fact, that, you know, the Dow Jones, it's a matter of, okay, when are we going to hit, you know, 36,000?
Yeah.
And this morning, the pre-market's up. This morning, you know, 75 points or so. So, yeah, no real surprises from the Fed yesterday. So, real no surprises on Wall Street. We're back to saying, okay, let's look at the earnings, see if there's any surprises there. Of course, we've got the regional bank issue that's going to always be out there kind of lurking in the background. But right now, the immediate outlook, things look positive and continue to move in that direction. And the question is, how long will it take for the Dow to hit 36,000? And when it does, hits that, the next question is going to be, how long is it going to take for the Dow to hit 40,000?
Wow. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Other thing I want to ask you about, we're joined by our aviation and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. This Florida woman who filed a $100 million class action lawsuit against Frontier Airlines over what she says is their bag policy, where she felt like the bag that she was bringing on board fit the requirements. It actually fit in one of the sample sections that they have there at the airport where you could test to see if your bag is of the right dimensions. But the Frontier Airlines one, it didn't, and they told her she had to pay $100 to check it. And she said, this is a big scam they've got going on there. What do you think about that?
Well, the thought process is, if it fits, it should be able to go. And if it goes, I shouldn't have to pay any more money.
Yeah.
And the idea that airlines might be trying to massage this, so to speak, to try to raise some additional revenue. And, you know, when you have airlines like Frontier that in the past have given bonuses to employees who have enforced the policy, it certainly shows that, you know, there may be some things going on here that we're not really that comfortable with. And yeah, it would be nice if every airplane had the same bin.
Yeah.
That way we would know one specific size bag or smaller, and that's it. The problem is you have all these variations of aircraft, so you've got all these different sizes of bins, which is what makes it so crazy. And that's why for frequent flyers, you go nuts when the bag will fit on the way there, but you're telling me it's too big on the way back. So I don't think the lawsuit's going to really go anywhere, but I think it's going to continue to raise attention to the matter. And look, the Department of Transportation is very quick to look into things, and they'll investigate this. And if they see something that's not right, they'll slap Frontier with a fine, just like they have slapped other airlines with fines over maintenance issues, training issues, and a bunch of other things. And we're seeing more of that now. The only thing that bothers me is when they fine the airlines can negotiate it down to like a fraction of it as long as they promise not to do it again.
Yeah,
please,
that's not great.
Can I do that to the IRS on my taxes? Can I negotiate down?
All right. News Radio WFLA aviation and market expert Jay Ratliff with us this morning. You can find him online again at daytradefund.com. Jay, great to talk to you this week. We'll catch up with you again on Monday.
I cannot wait. Thanks, Ryan.